Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. In the October 2016 General Conference, Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles spoke directly to the youth when he offered them this challenge: to replace 10 minutes of social media time every day with 10 minutes of reading the Book of Mormon. Furthermore, this year, President Thomas S. Monson encouraged all of us at his last public address to take time every day to read in the Book of Mormon. Now, these sound like pretty simple goals, right? I mean, who doesn't have an extra 10 minutes a day on a commute or in the morning, over lunch, or right before bed? It seems like we all should. But something I've found that as I've set and attempted these spiritual goals, they can become much more challenging, and I believe a lot of it can be attributed to our natural man tendencies or Satan working extra hard against us so that these simple goals can become much more difficult. So in light of the end of the year being just around the corner, I wanted to talk about some goal-setting tips today that I found on the LDS.org youth page that may help you as you're setting your New Year's resolutions. So tip number one is to write down the goal and the benefit that you receive from achieving that goal. So when it comes to reading the Book of Mormon daily, Elder Stevenson promised, quote, "When you read the Book of Mormon and pray with a desire to know it is true, you can receive an impression in your heart. You may also find that as you stand and bear witness of the Book of Mormon, you will feel the same spirit of confirmation. The Holy Ghost will speak to your heart. You can also feel this same spirit when you hear others share their testimonies of the Book of Mormon. Each of these spiritual witnesses can lead to the Book of Mormon becoming the keystone of your testimony." Close quote. I love that, because if you're struggling to know for yourself if the Book of Mormon is true, then this is a huge benefit that you can get by setting the goal of reading it daily. Tip number two is to set a specific time and place for when you will work on your goals. So if your goal is to read every day, then you need to find a quiet place in your home and a time that you know you won't be distracted or disturbed. Tip number three is to set a reminder alarm on your phone, or post a note somewhere in your house or in your room, on your front door, so that you remember to work on your goal every day. Tip number four is to be accountable to someone else. Tell a roommate or a spouse or a friend or family member about your goals and schedule weekly check-ins with them to help you stay on track. Tip number five is to remember that no one is perfect. If you do miss a day, forgive yourself and move on to the next day. If it does become a habit, however, evaluate what the reasons may be and work to remedy them. And then, of course, tip number six is to pray for help. Tell Heavenly Father what your goals are, tell Him what you'd like to accomplish this year, and ask Him sincerely to help you. Well, I just want to wish you best of luck in the new year, and to leave a testimony with you that I set two big goals at the beginning of 2017, two big goals that part of them were kind of in my control and part of them were outside of my control. But as I worked with the Lord, as I was diligent, as I prayed about them, and I made some personal sacrifices to accomplish them, I have been able to achieve both of them. And if you don't know that feeling of satisfaction of accomplishing your goals, I highly recommend it. And I really hope you get to feel that at the end of next year. We're going to close with a quote from President Russell M. Nelson. And he said, "You are never too young to learn and never too old to change." What a great reminder towards the end of this year. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.